Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, what's up? NFL appeals Deshaun Watson 6-game suspension. Looking for a harsher penalty. We'll talk about it. On your head, James Jackson, he'll be swinging through. Oh, you'll be interested to hear who he's jumping on. Aaron Rodgers, psychedelic drugs. Hey, you know, it could be a powerful thing. We'll talk about it. Brittany Griner, Russian prison sentencing, 9 years. That's the first hour of Up On Game. Here we come, TJ Plex. And I'm LeVar Arrington, man. Here we go.
Fox Sports Radio.
This is Up On Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown. And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington.
Matt Corral could possibly play himself into the starting job.
TJ Hushmanzada.
They lose first round. Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Hey, it's time to go hunt now.
I tell you what, man, that opening Vito knockdown job, bro. I mean, that joint get me hyped like we about to start a game or something. Like, I'm looking at y'all like we about to start a game. We all in the same studio. I'm so hyped right now. We're at Fox Radio, Fox Sports Studios. Yeah, iHeart Radio, iHeart Media. You know what it is. Happy Saturday to everybody. Hope you're enjoying your days. If you want to get with us on the Twitter, it's at LeVar Arrington. It's at Hoosh, that's H-O-U-S-H 84, at Plexico Burrs, at Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to us live on the FoxSportsRadio.com, the iHeartRadio app, and on Sirius XM 83. As you heard, we got a lot to get to, fellas, but first, How y'all feeling, man? Here we go. Here we go. Nighttime dog. Here we go. Turn on the slow. Turn on the slow jam, Sam. Turn on the slow jams. Hold on. Hold on. Here we go. Here we go. Here, turn on the slow jams. You got a slow jam for me? Turn on slow jam. Pull up a slow jam. You got a slow jam for me? Just pull up a slow jam. Any slow jam. Any slow
Give
jam you
us.
Can come up with.
Give it to us, baby.
Give me something slow. Because I know when I ask these dudes how they doing. Okay, there. I mean, that's kind. Hey. That's kind of, you know. All
hey,
right.
That's some game show music, right?
That's
there.
Kinda that's kind of OG-ish. That's kind of like move on up. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of like hey, some Womack, some Charlie
we
Womack.
We good though. We good.
Hey, how y'all feeling, man?
We good.
Hey TJ, can I say this, man? It's clear skies and
hey,
sunshine.
Hey, clear skies and palm trees.
I get to say that for the first time.
Hey, it's clear skies and palm trees for y'all. What is it for Deshaun Watson right now? What type of skies
cloudy.
He got?
Cloudy.
Cloudy day.
Hey, but what was I right, though? Let's talk about that.
Well, let's talk about it. So it ends up being a 6-game suspension from Sue L. Robinson. No fines attached. No rehab or counseling or anything attached. She basically said, based upon how other things have been reviewed and handled in the past, based upon it not being what she considered to be a violent act in the situation, her recommendation was 6 games. Clearly, the NFL didn't like the decision or was pressured by the outcry of people not liking the decision, and now there is an appeal that takes place. Now, this is what I had to get educated on. Shouts out to Q Braden. I had to get educated on the fact that Sue L. Robinson is the disciplinary officer. So she gave a recommendation. Mm-hmm. This appeal now turns into an arbitration. So when this takes place and whatever the punishment that is issued, the fines, the whatever it is, the conditions are, now the NFLPA, Deshaun Watson, have the ability to actually sue the National Football League for whatever it is that they do. And now this becomes an even more drawn out and messier situation. You guys have been keeping close look on, obviously, TJ taking credit for having constant contact with Sue L. Robinson during the course of her studies and coming up with her conclusion. What's next?
I mean, it's obvious that the NFL didn't like the punishment, so he's going to be punished further. And the thing about it is Sue Robinson was an independent arbitrator, a former federal judge,
mm-hmm.
and she found he should be suspended 6 games. And she's also a woman. Why? And this is what I don't like about the process is
If she gave a recommendation, why isn't that the recommendation?
Why isn't that the recommendation? Why is she being hired then? So in essence, it's if she levies out the suspension.
That you like.
That I like.
That I'm okay with.
Then it's no problem.
Right.
As soon as you give me a suspension that I'm unhappy with and I don't like.
I have the power to appeal it.
I have the power to appeal it.
And get what I want.
So what's the purpose of having this process?
It's zero purpose. The same way.
There's no reason to go through this and, oh, you did not get a suspension I wanted you to give? Okay, now I'm going to appeal it. I'm going to flex my power because Roger Goodell is in charge of the appeal. He hires the person that is going to hear the appeal or he's going to do it himself.
And now it's a man. It's a man that's going to arbitrate it.
That man has a television. That man has a telephone, a laptop computer.
And a relationship with the commissioner.
He knows exactly what they want and he's going to give them exactly what they want. It does not take a rocket scientist to figure that out.
You know, he has a middle initial too. Well, what's with all the middle initials with everybody who's
Percy C. Harvey.
Yeah, I don't get
like,
it.
To me, it's... I get it. The outcry. It's the outcry of it.
But you're going to get an outcry no matter what.
No matter what. But you give me an independent arbitrator, they give the punishment, you deal with it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
So we're clear.
Such a big
she
problem.
Gave, she, this was not an arbitration, it was a hearing for her to give her recommendation. This is going to be an arbitration. This one right here that's about to take place with the appeal is going to be an arbitration. So in other words, basically what they're able to kind of say is, this was a recommendation. We didn't like the recommendation.
Let me ask you this, because we all played. And people will say, oh, man, the NFLPA, they've done a terrible job with this time.
It's been a lot of criticism.
But this is my thing when it comes to that as well. How many guys actually get in trouble? How many guys are actually in this situation? It's very, very few.
I mean, this is one time. This is a one-time thing.
But I'm talking about the personal conduct policy of years past and things of that nature. And so the NFLPA has taken some criticism because of this, but when you look at all the players under that,
it's not very many.
It's not such a small percentage.
But
that
it's a big deal because
who he is
every time, whether it was Ray Rice, whether it was Big Ben, no matter who it is, Hardy, what's his name? Anyway,
Greg Hardy.
It's always. Those are big names, you know what I mean? So I you're right. The percentage is minuscule in comparison to the total whole of everyone in the league. But with that being said, this did happen. This was a big deal. It continues to be a big deal. So Plex, how are you looking at it?
I really just don't understand the outcry with the verdict. Based off of, if it would have been a man, I could have understand that, you know, he made that decision for him to be suspended 6 games. But just like TJ said, coming from a woman, I think it was everybody was alarmed. They was kind of shocked that it was only 6 games. And I can't remember a time where Roger Goodell in the NFL would appeal a decision from a suspension because they hired the people to investigate and to basically try to convict or suspend him for however many games, and now they are not happy, so they are appealing the decision. And what I don't understand is why he would go out and try to appeal the decision, which basically he could have made the decision ultimately and just suspended him for 10 games or a whole year or whatever the decision may be.
And y'all right.
And he placed it in the hands of somebody else. He doesn't like the decision.
All right, so that was the whole negotiation between the PA and the NFL to put in a different process because there was a lot of scrutiny that came down on Roger Goodell for being the judge, the jury, and the executioner. So this
usually
was,
he makes the decisions.
But this is a process that they have to abide by. Like, they have to abide by the process of them jointly agreeing on an independent person
what's
to come in.
What's more important, the integrity of the game or other things? What's more important? Because Calvin Ridley bet $1,500, he got suspended a year. $1,500, he got suspended a year. You got Stephen Ross tampering with Tom Brady, Sean Payton, trying to pay Brian Flores to lose games. They lose a first-round draft pick, a third-round draft pick.
And a fine.
$1.5 million? $1.5 million for somebody that's worth $1 billion.
I mean, I think there's always always going to be debates in terms of what's right and what's wrong. I mean, at the end of the day,
it's not what's right and what's wrong, it's what's fair.
But fair, see, the problem with fair.
Do you think the suspension was fair?
For Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
I thought it would be 6 to 8 games.
Think it's fair?
Yes. And I'll tell you why. He didn't play last year. So, in essence,
you called it a suspension.
A suspension.
He was on
it. Telling you.
He got paid.
No. You know what it was?
And didn't want to play.
The league, I can't even think of the word right now, but he was put on a commissioner exempt list.
No, he was. No, he was not.
I don't believe
Yes, he was. Deshaun Watson
decided not to put him on the football field. He was not on the commissioner exempt list.
Look that up for us, Ryan. I'm almost pretty certain he's not on the exempt list.
17 games last year. I look at that as a suspension because nobody wants to not play.
No.
It was perfect. It was perfect for the NFL and the Houston Texans. And so, had he been able to play last year, I'd say, okay, a year of suspension this year, that's fine. In essence, this man is being suspended for 23 games.
But
I think that's more than enough.
It was not a suspension, and I don't believe he was ever on a commissioner exempt list.
He didn't.
They did not have to use anything because he never came out to play.
No, no.
I'm pretty certain
he requested a trade. He was not able to be traded, but because of that, he could have showed up. It was an agreement as players. When you can't play and you want to play, you think he didn't want to play? He just didn't want to play for Houston Texans.
And he was not on the exempt list.
And I also believe
he was not on the exempt list. And the reason why is because he didn't get close enough to the game for the NFL to have to make a decision on it.
And I also believe when that 6-game suspension came down on Deshaun Watson, what triggered this whole thing from Roger Goodell was that his representation came out and said that they were disappointed with the 6 games.
Right.
So now Roger Goodell sees it as, you know what? You're trying to not get suspended at all. Hmm. So Roger Goodell acted on it because he's sitting there looking. He wasn't happy with the 6 games already, but now you're going to appeal to 6 games to not be suspended at all?
They want him to be suspended.
For the whole year.
At least, I'm hearing at least 12 games. $10 million fine, I think, is what was put out there.
And that's my point. What was his salary last year?
It was like right around that.
It was $10 million.
They tried to take his
money
from last year.
It was $10 million.
Yes.
So in essence, I got paid last year because I wasn't suspended, but now you want to take that money back. Well, count that as a suspension then.
Yeah, but you can't go and get money retroactively.
Man, look.
And he never got suspended.
Listen, man.
They want $10 million.
They want now.
And there's no telling how much money he paid in these settlements.
I want your $10 million
now. That we will never know. He probably paid more than that.
Well.
They just digging into this man's pocket at this point.
It's a deep pocket, but I ain't never been in one's another person's pocket. But that is what it is. I mean, did we confirm if it was commissioner's exempt list, Ryan, or were – maybe Ilo. I just want to make sure I was clear, but I think I saw that he was not. He didn't. The NFL did not have to intervene at any point in time last year because the franchise and the player decided that they were going to not work together. Like you go sit at home. What you got, Ryan?
No, you're correct. He was not placed on the commissioner's exempt.
There you go.
TJ
out here trying to spew these false facts.
He called it a suspension because he didn't play.
Hey, TJ trying to hype it up like he's on the commissioner's exempt list. Hey, that man was sitting at home chilling.
You think he wanted to?
He wanted to.
He wanted to play.
No, he didn't want to play in Houston.
But he didn't want to play in Houston. And with everything that was taking place, remember.
Had he showed up in Houston, what would have happened?
The massage therapy stuff didn't even come into play until a little bit later after that.
And that's my point. Had he showed up in Houston, what would have happened?
This year?
No, last year.
They would have. All right, if he had attempted to go to the field and play, then that's when the NFL would have had to have gotten involved.
I believe it's
that's
exact
when they would have had
thing.
To get involved. But because he never went on to the field and the team was on board with it, the player was on board with it, they didn't create no ripples or anything like that. They left it alone to see how long things would play out, the process of what was taking place with him off the field. They were probably trying to see how it was going to play out. So the idea of it was, unless he was going towards that field, unless he was even on the practice field preparing for a game, then the NFL would have had to get involved, but they didn't have to get involved. So all y'all out there that's with TJ right now talking about, he served his suspension.
Yeah, he did.
He served his whole year's suspension.
LeVar,
if we are wrong.
If we go back to it, the timing of it all just baffles me, man.
Yeah, well.
Him not wanting to play for the organization.
And then all of this coming out right after it.
It's just, it's something in the water that we don't know.
And if you thought the Texans, which I thought the Texans were involved with him getting caught up in this scenario, because I think the lawyer lived across the street from the owner and they might have been known. Well, they had to settle. The Houston Texans had to settle 30 times with his clients as well.
Just like, we're just going to get rid of our issues right now. We ain't even going to. You play with it.
Hey, man, he blanking out on everybody, and he getting paid like crazy. You can only imagine how much the dude Bugsby is getting paid off of all of this. But, hey, I digress. You know, we talk about all of these different things, and we talk about them.
Hey, man, just don't put yourself in dumb positions. That's just as simple as that.
We're going to get the Brittany Griner sentencing at the top of the hour as well. And I want to. I'm curious as to, was that a dumb decision for her to have that pin, or was it an honest honest accident because of where we're at. I want to know about that. We're going to talk about that at the end of the hour. But right now, we're going to take a quick break because we got to get on the other side of this because it's on your head with my man James Jackson from the Straight Facts Podcast from Up On Game Presents. You're listening to Up On Game. That's TJ Hushmanzada. That's Stretch Armstrong himself. Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. We're going to take a quick break. This is Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Don't sweat the technique. Up on game with my man, Hussein TJ and Stretch Armstrong. Here we go. Segment two. You know what to do. It's James Jackson. Hey, I'm on your head. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's
over like this.
I'm on your head with James Jackson.
Uh-oh. What we got, James?
Uh-oh. How you doing?
All right. Who you got? Whose head is it on?
Listen. We all know training camp just started, so the last thing that anybody wants to do is start the season off on the wrong foot, right? And then this fool Hollywood Brown goes and starts it off on the wrong foot. He wasn't even on foot. But I'm on your head, man. For those of you who don't know, Hollywood Brown was arrested this week for criminal speeding in the Phoenix area, reportedly doing 126 and a 65. Mm. Now, this isn't the type of speed demon the Cardinals said they wanted at receiver now, is it? Because, seriously, he's been known to take the top off the defense, but this time he took the top off the Maybach and drove it 126 down the interstate. The silver lining in this is that he was released under his own recognizance, so there's no reports of him being inebriated in any way, which is actually a good thing. But the Cardinals receivers haven't been having a good year in general. DeAndre Hopkins is already suspended for the first 6 games of the season. So if Hollywood catches discipline too, that leaves that Cardinals receiving corps looking, Plex, say it with me, shaky, baby. But see, it's not a huge offense. so maybe Hollywood doesn't miss much time. But still, he was dropping the ball on the season last year, and now here he goes dropping the ball off the season this year.
Mm.
Hey, Hollywood, next time we say kicking into high gear, man, we mean down the sideline, not down the highway. I'm on your head.
So do we think that it is a suspendable act, though?
Yes.
Why?
Personal conduct.
Speeding? Absolutely not. Absolutely.
That's not personal.
The dude just driving down a freeway too fast.
Well, he was 60 miles over speeding.
Hey, you would think. You would think everybody has learned their lesson.
It's not personal conduct?
I don't believe so.
No, absolutely not. He was speeding, got a ticket. I mean, a coach, and I'm looking him up now.
I mean, people speed and get tickets all the time.
I can understand that he was under the influence, but he wasn't. He was sober.
Okay.
So he just.
But that's still a criminal offense.
Hey, man, when
to
you get a nice car that fast,
that.
Sometimes you just want to punch it.
I've done it plenty of times.
Everybody.
I mean, let's be clear.
70 miles over speed limit?
I've done it plenty of times.
All right.
Okay, well, let's. The dogs,
I don't think I've been 70 over, but I done.
All right.
What was he driving, though? That's what I want to know.
that's true. But to put the facts on it, in that jurisdiction, this is deemed as a misdemeanor. So it's not a felony, not any criminal offense.
Misdemeanor. Okay.
So it is a misdemeanor. That does put some context to it.
Yeah.
So I'm with TJ. That might hold off any suspension.
All right, well, there you go. Then I think he's good to go.
Yeah,
I mean, just don't drive that fast anymore. Like, don't put luck to the test, you know? You can lose in putting luck to the test. Listen. Y'all asking me when y'all know if you know about DC, you know about the Dulles Toll Road. You ever be on the? I'm sure you've been on the Dulles Toll Road. Well, back in the day when it was kind of a little bit, you know, maybe a tad bit underdeveloped. It's more developed now than what it's ever been, right? But back in the early 2000s, you know, every once in a while, you know, you just had that clear.
Man, you get that first car that got a little giddy up.
I was in that 360 Medina.
I'm telling you, you get that first car that got a little giddy up.
It was convertible?
No, it was not.
You're going to see what it do.
I called it the silver bullet, and I was killing all kinds of Draculas on that Dulles Toll Road.
You're going to punch it. You're going to punch it just to see.
Yeah, I mean, I got to speed.
But if he does get suspended for four games,
are you okay with that?
Which I wouldn't.
Absolutely
I
not.
Would not be surprised for if speeding? Roger Goodell does suspend him, but. You know, no Hopkins and no Hollywood Brown for four games. What is your boy Kyler Murray going to do, TJ?
He going to be in trouble.
He got tight ends.
I don't foresee anything coming out of this. He got a speeding ticket.
But you never know.
Everybody, I wouldn't say everybody. A lot of people have gotten speeding tickets. That's not a punishable offense. Like, he wasn't drunk. He wasn't on drugs.
But he did get arrested.
Because the state of Arizona.
I got a speeding ticket.
The state of Arizona.
I was playing.
Has a law if you're driving.
Did they arrest you?
Anything over like 20 plus miles an hour, they can call it criminal.
Sure.
Reckless. So,
I was doing about 127 in a
7.
But don't we got it? Don't you have to get into the conversation of when I say personal conduct, it's because he got arrested. Like, do you take action because he was it resulted, regardless of what the rules are?
You might be right. I don't
it resulted hey man, the in car, a, the an arrest.
They going
right.
through it. The Cardinals is going through it then because their running back coach had a domestic violence case in May, and they swept it under the rug, and I guess it just kind of
popped back up. It found its way from underneath the rug.
It came from up under that rug, and they put him on administrative leave yesterday.
Or in Deshaun Watson's case,
a towel. Yeah, I don't know what the personal conduct policy is as far as being arrested, but now that you say that, he was arrested, it might go against the policy.
It could be conduct rules. It could be.
Man, I mean, there ain't no telling how the NFL is going to react to this.
Anything that you do that's conduct detrimental to your contract to the team, they have the right to take action against you.
I'd be shocked.
You guys know the NFL likes to protect that shield. You don't make that shield look bad.
When it's a player only, nobody else has to honor it. Just the player.
Steve Kime, the GM, got a DUI, I believe, in like 2019, and he didn't get suspended.
It's probably one of the best places to be able to play. I mean, Arizona, that area, Phoenix, Scottsdale. I mean, it's a very nice.
All
it's a
those
very nice,
open roads out there.
There's a whole lot of open. Arizona's a very nice place to be.
The first thing I did notice on my drive up here this morning, yes. You guys have very nice roads versus state of New Jersey.
You think so?
Oh, man.
Ooh, I think our roads are horrible.
I didn't hit one pothole.
Listen.
One pothole.
It just shows you where he's staying at and the route that he took to get here.
Yeah.
He got to come out the other way. He'd be like,
driving through New Jersey and New York City is a little different.
Well, yeah, because of the snow and the ice.
Hey, when you're in these high tax brackets, the road's going to be nice and smooth. You got to get to
speaking of high in tax brackets, but high. Hey, we appreciate you coming on, James Jackson of the Straight Facts Podcast, Up on Game Presents Network. We loved it. This was a great segment. We appreciate you coming on, my G.
Yes, sir. I'm going to talk to you guys soon.
Yes, sir. Aaron Rodgers, he credits psychedelic drugs for his best year ever. So that tax bracket helps you out to be able to find the right psychedelic, but, I mean, why hasn't he popped for it or anything like that? I guess it's the tax bracket. But it's a psychedelic. I don't even know what it was. Was it a mushroom? Was it a drink?
Yeah,
was it toad juice? I don't know what it is, but what we're going to do is we're going to go to the legend himself, Isaac Lohengrin. We're going to get an update, and then we're going to pop back into this conversation of, well, psychedelics.
Hello, fellas. What great up? To see you.
Yeah,
and
back at you.
As we speak and as you speak, the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2022 is being inducted in Canton. Up first, the man who invented the Lambeau Leap. That's right, Leroy Butler.
Nice butts.
Yeah, he had some rather interesting shout-outs to begin his induction speech. Listen.
DJ Khaled said it best. God did. Shout out to Drake and Lil Baby. You don't know the song? You must get the internet, people.
It's rather creative. By the way, for the record.
Come on, Leroy. It's your Hall of Fame induction. You got to do better than that, but come on.
I know. Interestingly enough, Leroy Butler is actually the second Hall of Famer to give a shout-out to DJ Khaled.
That's what they say, man. When these old heads get in there, you got to stop doing it.
You got to stop doing that.
That's what my kids would say to me.
Well, he did recover. He went on to give quite the memorable speech. In fact, here is Leroy Butler from the same speech saluting his coach at Florida State, Bobby Bowden.
But my life changed at Florida State. I was a Prop 48. Coach Bobby Bowden drives into the inner city, into the projects. I said, Coach, you can't just drive up in here. You got to ease your way down. I'm telling Miss Butler, I'm giving your baby a scholarship.
Induction ceremonies ongoing. Meanwhile, as far as active players are concerned, Tom Brady was back at Tampa Bay Buccaneers practice this morning after having to attend to a personal matter yesterday. Mike Evans did not practice after tweaking his hamstring in practice yesterday. Head coach Todd Bowles said Evans is day-to-day. Carolina Panthers cornerback C.J. Henderson sitting out practice today after rolling his ankle yesterday. Eagles running back Boston Scott sat out practice today due to a concussion. Fellas, back to you.
Thanks, Ilo. Appreciate that. Shouts out to all of the guys going into the Hall of Fame. In fact, that's connected to our legendary moment today. We'll hear from Greg Lloyd and Brian Mitchell, two guys that I am totally confused as to why they have not been able to get into that hallowed ground. I mean, they have had hallowed ground careers. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's jump into psychedelics, drugs, best years ever, Aaron Rodgers. Here's some sound on what he had to say.
It was a very deep and meaningful couple nights ceremony, and I came back and knew that I was never going to be the same. And like you said, it doesn't – you don't do that and then – not for me, I didn't do that and think, oh, I'm never playing football again. No, it gave me a deep and meaningful appreciation for life. I really feel like that set me on my course to be able to go back in to my job and have a different perspective on things, and then to be way more free at work as a leader, as a teammate, as a friend, as a lover. And I really feel like that experience paved the way for me to have the best season of my career.
Hey, when I heard this whole thing about psychedelic drug, I had to understand and get the definition of what a psychedelic drug really is, because I didn't know what it means. I just thought it was mushrooms or something. But psychedelics are a class of hallucinogenic drugs whose primary effect is to trigger non-ordinary states of consciousness. This causes specific psychological, visual, and auditory changes and is often substantial altered state of consciousness.
News flash, Aaron Rodgers.
What does that mean?
Everybody uses drugs to have the experience you just put in that goddamn soundbite. Hello, do you understand why alcoholics are alcoholics? Do you understand why drug addicts are drug addicts? They're trying to escape reality. Like, they want to be better at what
it
they do.
Better at working,
I want to be a better leader. I want to be a better lover. I want to be a better person that performs better. These are the reasons why I drink myself into a stupor. This is why I pass out and wake up and don't know where I'm at, and I got to change my pants because I wanted to be better at all of those things that you just said.
It takes me out of my space at work. Where is he trying to go?
If they play that back, I can be free. I can be like he was on psychedelic drugs when he was doing
the interview.
He sounded high. I'm like Plex.
Like a happy ending was like on its way. It was imminent. It was almost there.
I had to get the definition of it, man.
I don't know nothing. I'm not doing a drug. Period.
We know TJ.
Period.
TJ has a no list that's longer than anybody's yes list ever in life.
When you went through what I went through growing up, like I've never smoked anything a day in my life. Mm. Cigarette, weed, a cigar.
I've never smoked
a few DBs in your day.
But he sounded high during that interview. He really did. Like every word was drawn out and I'm a better teammate and
Run it back.
It was a very deep and meaningful couple nights ceremony, and I came back and knew that I was never going to be the same. And like you said, it doesn't – you don't do that and then – I didn't think I'm never playing football again. No, it gave me a deep and meaningful appreciation for life. I really feel like that set me on my course to be able to go back in to my job and have a different perspective on things and to be – way more free at work, as a leader, teammate, as a friend, as a lover.
Like, and you tell me,
I really feel
we're
like that
teammate,
experience.
Friend, leader, and lover going the same sentence.
Well, listen, if he's taking psychedelic drugs and he had the kind of season that he had last year, there's a lot more quarterbacks
that's
going to
be psychedelic doubt.
Psychedelic drugs.
I guess it doesn't fall. I mean,
I guess because you don't care. You know, you got to say, if you're saying I'm free, you know what the pressure that you deal with when you play a sport like the sport we play, it's all about production. And when you make mistakes and when you don't produce, you become a liability and people move on from you quickly. And you know what? All that pressure that he put on himself and they put on him coming into last season, is he coming back? Is he not coming back? What is he going to say? We don't like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is pompous. Aaron Rodgers is this. He's quirky. He says weird things. Da, da, da. And then he comes in to training camp and just drops the hammer. He pulled out Thor's hammer on the front office of Green Bay. Let me tell you something. You know how you come out and be the way that he's being? You show up to training camp this year with the Nicolas Cage Con Air get up and you're flipping your hair back and you throw your bag down. You know how you get to that place and you don't care and people love it and they relate to it? It's because you relating to them.
Hey, do you think that Aaron Rodgers has the same season he has last year without Davante Adams?
No, but I'm going to say this, though. When the draft took place, I thought the Packers should have drafted George Pickens from Georgia. I thought that's where they went wrong at. But I said it the night of the draft, Romeo Dobbs, he from out here. I said, he going to be the steal of the draft. He going to be their best receiver in about 2 to 3 years. And all the reports that are coming out, Romeo Dobbs is better than what people. He's drafted in the fourth round, went to Nevada. I don't believe he'll have that same. It's almost impossible when you lose the best receiver in football to believe he's going to have that same type of season.
I agree.
It's impossible.
But I'm not betting against him.
I am.
Not only am I not betting against him, but when you on that psychedelic high that changes your life,
now,
you just see things differently.
Hey, if Sammy Watkins can stay healthy and play to his potential, because Sammy Watkins can go. He's just always injured. If he can play to his potential, he got a chance. But Sammy Watkins, you just don't know if he's going to be healthy.
Aaron Rodgers be seeing his arm with the football, and it's like a cannon. He sees that cannon, and then I see downfield. I see the coverage.
He sees the defense there before is no they blitz. Break the huddle.
There are no blitzes. People around me? No, I can't see.
Ah.
I'm going to deliver the ball down the field.
He sees.
I'm going to get touchdowns. I'm going to be the MVP again. I'm going to be the MVP again. I'm going to be the MVP again. Why you tripping? Because I'm on psychedelics, man, and I don't care. I'm really free. I could be a good teammate on the TV. I got a rhyme for Aaron Rodgers. It's called the Funkadelic Funky Ride. Mama, no!
Off the chain.
Are y'all okay with this before we go to break?
Ooh.
Are y'all okay with Aaron Rodgers getting to the point of where he's blatantly and boldly coming out and basically saying that I'm using drugs and you know, we all know that there is a drug policy connected to the National Football League.
It must not be.
I wonder if he got tested immediately upon people hearing this interview that he did.
Random program.
I mean,
put this man.
No, you only get tested in training camp, which I'm sure he did, and then you don't get tested for offseason, so he can take whatever drug he wants to take.
That was from the Aubrey Marcus podcast, by the way. The soundbite from A-Rod. What you got? What you got? You out of here? We out of here? We're out of here, man. You know why? Because we got to take a break. Because we got a short segment coming up, and I want to talk about Brittany Griner. So, sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison, I want to hear TJ and Plexico's take on it. I hope y'all enjoyed my freestyle because I really was like funking it up, like not psychedelicing it up, but I was like funking it up, like you know, like funkified, like funky, you know, like funk. Anyways, I'm LeVar Arrington. You know what I mean? This is Up On Game. This is Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Welcome back into the show.
Yee.
Up on Gang, LeVar Arrington, Hushmanzada, TJ Hushmanzada.
I'm live.
PB,
up.
Plexico Burst. Yeah, I guess it's fitting music for this segment. Guys, Brittany Griner was sentenced to 9 years. Will do this time in a Russian prison. We could get into all of the semantics of it. It's a short segment, but what was your reactions? To this verdict that came down?
Shock, disbelief, but not surprised.
Hmm.
When you're not in a democratic country, the things that go on and the things that take place, it just doesn't surprise me. It's unfair, but when you go to somebody else's country, you're pretty much opening yourself up to whatever they want to do, and she's being used because of the relationships between Russia and the U.S. It sucks for her. It sucks for her family. I couldn't imagine being in that situation. Could not imagine being in that situation. Just got to stay strong. Wish the best for her. But, yeah, man, that's crazy. It's unfortunate, to be honest with you.
I wasn't surprised. I think you know, the time that she got for, you know, the substance amount is really, you know,
that's ridiculous.
Kind of crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Less than a gram. But, you know,
it just shows
like
you.
These countries have their laws and everybody's getting to the, you know, she is, you know, she's a political pawn between the war and all of these things. But, you know, I'm going to delve a little bit deeper into the situation because I think one of the things that people aren't, you know, talking about is that, you know, in July 2020, Russia banned same-sex gay marriages.
Mm.
And, you know, obviously she
she's married to a woman.
They are against, you know, gay marriages and same-sex relations and all of those things. And I think in the Russia, that kind of played against her a little bit.
Wow.
And, you know, I think it's one of the things that nobody's talking about because they have zero tolerance for the LGBT community. And, you know, she, you know, obviously she's married to a woman, and I don't think that really helped her situation and with them trying to prove a point. And it's unfortunate. I think she will eventually be released and get out. But, you just never know because there are a lot of people over there that are trying to get home and, you know, her celebrity shouldn't, you know, get her home. But, you know, think about all the other families that are saying, listen, we had people over there for years. She shouldn't be the exemption just because she's a celebrity.
I just think it ultimately comes down to don't put yourself in a situation where you got to be in a situation.
Do you think
like
she
this.
Really understood and knew that having a pen would get her 9 years
no,
in prison?
No, but I think she knew she was moving as Brittany Griner with a weed pen, and that was, you know, where she went wrong. I always say when you think you got it, you ultimately may have been
got. She's been planning for years, though.
I get it, but hey, it is what it is. And
playing there for years, I'm sure that wasn't her first time bringing it, so it's probably I'll be all right.
Well, good luck. Hope it works out, but man, you just the decisions. You got to deal with the decisions that you have in front of you,
choices,
and you got to deal with the
and
repercussions and consequences of it. So this is Fox Sports Radio. This is Up On Game. Hour 2 coming at you in just moments.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.